Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Now, I believe that we're going to witness this year, 2008, the glory of God in the church. So I'm going to be talking to you for weeks, and I'm going to make these tapes, these radio, I don't know what we even call them these days because we put them up so fast, but I'm going to be talking to you as near to live as I can get. About my heart, about a dream God gave me, and I won't get to that for a while. But I'm whetting your appetite right now that we're going to see a manifestation of the glory of God in the church. I'm going to be talking to you this week and next and ever how long it takes me to read you a book called They Told Me Their Stories by Tommy Welchel, a man who in the 60s, When he was 17 years of age. He lived there for a while. He was running from the law. Two little old ladies witnessed to him, one called Sister Goldie. He became born again and took him to a place called Pisgah, P-I-S-G-A-H, which ministered to the down and outers and which had live-in facilities. And many of the saints of Azusa Street, who were children during the Azusa Street days, he met there at that place, and they told him their stories. I was reading this book at Dr. David Lewis, who is one of the leading Assemblies of God Bible prophecies teacher, recently went home to be with the Lord, just last June, I believe it was. And they still have the prophecy club, the eschatology club, the E-Club, they call it, that he organized in Springfield, Missouri. And so every December, I go over and speak for them. And there is a man there named Dr. Horton, Dr. Stanley Horton. And Dr. Stanley Horton is one of the leading Assembly of God teachers in the Bible College around the world, writers of books for years and years. And when I first met him at Dr. Lewis's 75th birthday party, I saw this dapper little man in a little suit, white hair, and a little bow tie. And I said, is that the Dr. Horton's son? And they said, no, that's the Dr. Horton. And so I said, oh, Dr. Horton, I'm so glad to meet you. And so now, we've become friends. And this last December, I was over there teaching at the E-Club, and I was reading this book and the accounts of the glory that you're going to hear from the book. They told me their stories. And this is stories that were told by the youth and children of Azusa Street. And Dr. Horton came up to me afterwards just with tears of joy in his eyes. And he said, my mother was one of those children. She was 7 years old when she started going to Azusa Street. And it affected their lives. They became pastors of a church. Actually, his grandfather was the pastor of the First Baptist Church, Pasadena. And they were all involved in Azusa Street, and then they were involved in churches after that. And he told me miracle after miracle after miracle of divine healing that he'd seen with his eyes in the years following Azusa Street. So I want to have Dr. Horton come on sometime when we're doing some broadcasting and him to tell you firsthand what he saw with his eyes. But folks, we have to have these people. I don't know how many times that I've heard Dr. Hagin say, if we don't get this over to this generation, it will be lost. They have to know there's this kind of power. They have to know, if you will, what they're missing and what they can contend for. And so I'm reading you in these next few weeks from that book, They Told Me Their Stories, the stories gathered by Tommy Welchel. And Tommy Welchel met these people at a place called Pisgah in California, and one of the people he met there was Sister Jean Darnell. We studied about her yesterday. She was 3 years old when she started going to Azusa Street, and when she would get there, her mother would make her a pallet underneath the chairs, the pew, or whatever they sat on, and when she woke up from her nap, she would be in a playful mood, and she would try to gather the mist that always filled the room with her arms. She loved the cloud that filled the Azusa Street warehouse for almost 3.5 years during what is now historically called the Azusa Street Revival. This lady, Jean Darnell, grew up in that in the miracles of the Shekinah glory and the years that followed those 3.5 years of revival. And she became the woman who took the place of Sister Amy Simple McPherson when Amy Simple McPherson died in 1944. And so I'm going to talk a little bit more, reading just from the book on page 22. This mighty preacher of God, Jean Darnell, would often talk of her experience at Azusa and about the Shekinah glory that she had fallen in love with and tried to capture as a toddler. That experience was so profound that it would be a part of her very soul. It was as if the air she breathed in that old warehouse was a baptism of God's Spirit that sealed her destiny to serve God with all her might. Pastor Darnell had taken a special liking to some of the young people around Pisgah, including me. This is Tommy Welchel saying this. Whenever she came to Pisgah to speak, she always made it a point to come early to spend time with some of my friends and me. Because of her willingness to talk with us on a personal level, I had the privilege of knowing and spending time with Pastor Darnell on several occasions. Once, when I asked her why she chose to spend time with Mike and me, she said, "You two men are very young, but you know what you are doing, and you know God." Coming from her lips, I took that as a great compliment. My relationship with Pastor Darnell was one that I cherish to this day. Her compassion and care were instrumental in helping me develop as a young Christian. Today, I have no doubt that God ordained our relationship. In fact, Pastor Darnell is indirectly responsible for this book being written 40 years later. In 1966, the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship was having its international convention at Angelus Temple and was planning to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Azusa Street Revival. Demas Shakarian, the founder of the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, had come to Pisgah to talk to Brother Smith, who oversaw the Pisgah ministry. Shakarian wanted to get some of the Azusa saints who were living at Pisgah to come to Angelus Temple and tell their stories. Jean Darnell, the pastor of Angelus Temple, came to Pisgah while waiting for some envelopes to be addressed that she had ordered from Herald of Hope, and that was a publication Pisgah put out. She visited with some of the Azusa saints about coming and telling their stories at the convention. One of the saints Pastor Jean talked to was Lucille, her former secretary. She explained what Shakarian was wanting, and Lucille told Pastor Darnell, "If you really want to know all the stories, all you need to do is to get Brother Tommy Welchel to go to the convention and tell the stories. He knows all the stories, down pat." Then Sister Carney, who we will introduce in the next chapter, said, "He knows them better than we do." Jean Darnell left these saints and came over to the Herald of Hope, where I worked to pick up some envelopes I was addressing for her. As she drove over, she pondered what she'd been told about me and my knowledge of the stories about Azusa. And during a time of prayer, the Lord spoke to her concerning my future. I came out to put the addressed envelopes in her car, and while she was getting out of the car to open the trunk, she called for me. Her words were simple but stunning. Quote, "Brother Tommy, come over here. I have a word from the Lord for you. The Lord is showing me that all these stories that the Azusa Street saints have been telling you, and you have been learning and memorizing, will someday be put into a book." I thanked her for the word from God, but never intentionally tried to make it happen. I told a few of the saints and Brother Smith about Pastor Darnell's word from God, but other than that, I just kept her words in my heart. I want to be clear that I did not personally seek out anyone to write these stories. In fact, I was surprised when my pastor suggested that we make a record of these accounts. When we began to record the stories, I finally told one of my pastors about the prophecy from 40 years ago. God is not slack in his promises. His revelation to Pastor Darnell now finds fulfillment according to his perfect timetable. Now, Brother Tommy Welchel told me that he knew that there were prophecies through Brother Seymour and Brother, the brother from Topeka, Kansas. Both of them prophesied that in about 100 years, there would come an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that would surpass what happened at Azusa Street. Just in October before our annual prayer conference that we have in Branson, Cole and Jan Stringer well-known ministers from Australia. He's Australia's Crocodile Dundee. Christian Crocodile Dundee. And I love Cole and Jan. I'm going to speak for them at a convention next year in Australia. And they came to Branson, and they were telling me, I was telling them about this book. And they said, we know Sister Darnell. When we were first born again, and we were in the Foursquare Church, and Sister Darnell would come over from California and minister often in our churches. She had a great influence on our life. And then they told me about some translation that had just happened in Australia. Australian pastors, had been missionaries to the Philippines. And they had been instrumental in building a college, a Bible college in the Philippines. The pastor's wife, she wanted that Bible college to be just so good for God. And she told the Philippine pastor, it must be built just with perfection for the Lord. And I want to inspect it when it is built before we start it up. Well, it came time for it to be built. But in the meantime, this woman pastor had become very sick in Australia with cancer and, in fact, was dying. And when she and her husband received word it was time to dedicate the Bible school in the Philippines, he said, I cannot leave you. And she said, you go on. This is what we've believed for and worked for. So he went on to dedicate the building. And when he went out to the building and was looking it over, he told the Philippine pastor said, where's your wife? And he said, she's at home. He said, you mean she's at the hotel? He said, no, she's at home in Australia. She didn't come. The Philippine pastor turned ashen. He said, why, she was here with me yesterday. She inspected the Bible school. She looked over everything and gave her approval. Yes, this was Jan Stringer's friend, a modern-day testimony of translation. And you know, in those old prophecies I would hear through Brother Hagin, they would say that translations would take place in the glorious church. In November, I was in Paris. There came a strike, a transportation strike. All public transportation closed down, and the city became gridlocked because everybody tried to drive their cars to work. We had phoned for someone to pick us up from the airport, Charles de Gaulle, and take us there. We got a call. We don't know if we can make it through all the traffic. I prayed a prayer. God, open the traffic like you did the Red Sea. Our driver arrived. He said, I don't think I can make it back. I said, we prayed. God will open the traffic like he did the Red Sea for the children of Israel. As we drove, moving along at a normal pace, we could see every other lane of traffic gridlocked. He said, we're seeing a miracle. I'm seeing a miracle with these eyes. We arrived in 30 minutes. Another man who made the same trip took 3.5 hours. Folks, these are the days of the glory. And you can get this book. They told me their stories. Only the radio audience can get it. You call us at 1-800-972-3447 and say, I'm listening by radio, and I want They Told Me Their Stories for $10. Otherwise, it's $13. Call us, and this is Billy Brim saying, Shalom.